the rest it would then it's here echad rochus amor echad tobus b'nei seira. As the original member was zekona hamor v'zekona meseira. But the Gemara in the Hemshich goes on, and the Gemara says nishle merochus koni v'kamar v'lei ben das el tobus b'nei seira v'mai koni. The shaila is, why is the Tavis b'moseira kodim? So over here, we have a big machlokes rishonim. What's the shaila of the Gemara? What's the meaning if the Tavis b'moseira is kodim? Rashi learns that Ari roisha hasheni unachim kaimai v'agbas hefka loy koni ad the ochr lekula. In this Rashi, we believe Poshet, we had a shayla. The sivis handles when you lift up a chelik of the chayfetz, and you didn't lift up the whole chayfetz legamri. What's the pshat that you're not koyna? The chayri, you lift up half the chayfetz. Because why aren't you koyna the half a chayfetz that you lifted up? As he said, you see that in order to be koyna, you have to lift up the whole thing. You're not lifting up the whole chayfetz, you can't even be koyna half of the chayfetz. The shaila is, what was pshat in the sivis? What's the reason why you have to do hagbah on the whole chayfetz? As in, we declared, the shaitoi, if it's a chsarn in the maisa, you have to do a maisa hagbah on the whole chayfetz? Or is it a chsarn in nachnasa lushus? You have to be machnis the whole chayfetz lushus ha. And this Rashi is a gewaldig idea, like what was Antuik in the Sivis, that it's felt in the Etzem Maisa Hagbah. Because the Lashon of Rashi is, Hagbah's Hefke Loikonda Ad De Oker Lekule. Rashi doesn't say, Ad De Machnes Kule Vishuse. Rashi says you have to do a physical Maisa Hagbah on the whole thing. And if you're not doing a physical Maisa Hagbah on the whole thing, you're not going. As that Shitas Rashi. In the Tosis Rosh, learns differently. The Tosis Rosh says clearly that the Tosis B'moseira is doing a full Maisa Hagbah. The reason why he's not Koina is because the Roichib is Mevatol, the Tosis B'moseira's Hagbah. Meduyik Klara Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, if you're lifting a rope, and a part of the rope is attached to chamor, which is kilo, attached to the ground, if it's called hagbah. Rashi holds, that's not called a maisa hagbah b'chlal. And the Tosis Rosh holds, it's a full maisa hagbah, and you'd be koina. The reason why you're not koina is because the other person, who's the bala chamor, is mefatol your maisa kinyan. So the shaita was, what's shot in the Tosis Rosh? Why is it called the Maisa Hagbah? Aye, chelik of the chayvitz is on the karka. As Rav Shmuel Boyd from the Rosh, that the Rosh holds that being that the chamor is not karka, it's a bal chai, and the chamor lifted the thing off the karka, the meisera off the karka, as the whole chayvitz is mugba from the karka, as his hagbah is chal on the whole chayvitz. Being that it's mugba from the karka, as it's called, he did a maisa hagbah on the whole chayfetz. As if the chayfetz is mamish on the karka, as then your hagbah is only chal on what's not on the karka. But if it's off the karka, as then the hagbah that you're doing is chal on the whole chayfetz. Kach is mavur in the Tosis HaRosh. It's a big chiddush. Shmuel Tainer is chen is muchach in the Rambam. This Tosis HaRosh, you could answer a Rambam that the Achreinim are Metama. The Rambam says like this, that if there's a Chamor and a Moseira, and someone comes in Hilchos Gzeila Aveda and he's Tosis the Moseira, he's Koine the Moseira. This is the Rambam in the first Halacha. Zok the Rambam, if someone else comes and he's Reichiv on the Chamor, as then the Bala Maseira is only koine mashetofis biyodai. Thus is the Rambam. Freg the Sma and the Shach on the Rambam, that what's pshat in the Rambam? Hare, the person who lifted the Maisera is not doing a Hagba. The Maisera is attached to the Chamar. But what's pshat in the Rambam? Some want to learn, it's in Duyikin Dagoy, it's Maimonides that he learns that way. And when the Rambam says in the second Rambam, you only koine masha teifes biyodai in halacha zayin, it's a gilui on halacha vav also. But what he means is, you only koine masha teifes biyodai. Of the smart time is that it's very not meduyik in the Rambam that way, because the Rambam in Halacha Vav says you koine the Maseira. Halacha Zayin, he says you koine masha toifis biyada. So what's pshat? As Akrim Shmuel, the Funatosis Rush, we have a gevaldig of pshat in the Rambam. And the Maise comes out a huge nafkamina ladina between Rashi and the Tosis Rush. Lefi Rashi, the Chsaren is, when you're lifting the Maisera and a chelik of the Maisera is attached to the Chamar, you didn't do a Maisa Hagba b'chlal, as it doesn't make a difference if someone else is being koina the Chamar. Zichar, you're not koina the Maisera. Aber lefi the Tosis Rush, that you did a Maisa Hagba, what's the reason why you're not koina? Because someone else is there who's mevatel kinyanai. That's only when there's a roichid. There's someone else who's being roichid, and his maaser rechiva is trying to be koina the maasera, as he's mevatel your kinyan. But if you lift up the maasera before anyone else was roichid, as there's no one else being mevatel your kinyan, as then zicher your koina. As Lefizeh comes out, a big nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis, how they learn the chsarin in Hagba in the sugya. Is it a chsarin in the Guma Maisa Hagba? Or is it a chsarin because Yena Maisa Kinyan is Mevato Yerucha? The Lashon of the Gemara in the Hemshech is Meduyik, like the Tosis Rush, a little bit more. Because the Gemara says, you know why the Reiche B'chamar is not koine? Because the guy who's Teifis B'Maisera, he's not mechavin to do the kinyan for the Reiche B'chamar. Being that he's not koine, he's not mechavin to do the kinyan for the Reiche B'chamar. Lashon Gemara. He's not doing it adaita de chavre. The lashon of the Gemara is mashma tzachsari. He's not doing it adaita. Bishleim lefi the Tosis Rosh and the Rambam that he's doing a hagba. As then you could say the chsarin is he's not doing it ledaita the hagba. But according to Rashi, that Rashi learns it's not a Maisa Hagba B'chlal, as what's the Gemara saying? He didn't do it at Daita de Chavre. He's not doing Hagba B'chlal. As he's not doing anything L'chavre. It's not Hagba B'chlal. As Efshe, you could learn that Rashi learns the Lashon Daita is Lav Dafka. As when Rashi explains the Gemara, Rashi's Lashon is, in the same way, it's loy havi hagbal l'didei, loy havi hagbal l'chavre. Rashi doesn't say it's a chsarin in daite. Rashi says the same way his hagbal doesn't work for himself, as if hagbal doesn't work for himself, how could it work for the other person? As Rashi is learning, the Gemara is asking a much tiefer question. It's not asking he's not doing it a daita de chavre. If it's not a hagba, it's not a hagba for him. It's not a hagba for the other person also. Lashon the Gemara would have sounded a little bit more like the Tosis Rosh.
On
Daf Ches,
said by the Gemara and Tosis Rosh, did we say Tosis Rosh or not Rashi?
You have to specify a little bit more what you're talking about. Which Nakuda the Sugya?
When the rabbi said it has to be talking about a case where they're both picking it up,
right,
each other.
Right.
He said that those special learning is a
bitul hakinyan.
Right. And
that's good with over here that he's saying also bitul
hakinyan. And over there we said Rashi learned like the Tosis Rosh.
Then again, what Nakuda? You know what? Like, we'll handle separately after Shir. Okay. This is the as that's the first nakuda, the nidin of the hagbah of the person who's holding the maisera. There's another nakuda. The Gemara over here says that Bishlema, the guy who's roichiv, as you could say, the one who's toifiz b'maisera is doing a kinyan for him. But the toifiz b'maisera, the chamor is doing a kinyan for him. The chamor is a lav bal das, as no one's doing a kinyan for him. That's the lashon haGemara. Bishlema roichiv kani the kamagvile ben das. The toughest be my seira be my kani. It sounds like the toughest be my seira has no one to help him. Who's gonna help him? The chamor. It's a lav bardas. That's what the Gemara sounds like. Frank Reb Shmuel and Reb Nochum, a very strong question on the Gemara in Pshat. They ask, who's doing the maisa kinyan? The chamor? The roichiv ala chamor. As why can't the roichiv al-chamor do the maisa kinyan for the teifis b'maisera? The same way the person who's teifis b'maisera, the Gemara understood, if he would be teifis for the other one, he's doing the maisa kinyan for the other one. As who adin, the roichiv al-chamor, he's doing the maisa kinyan. It's not the chamor that's doing the maisa kinyan. It's a lav bardas. It's the roichiv al-chamor that's doing the maisa kinyan. As why can't we say the roichiv al-chamor is doing the maisa kinyan for the person who's toifes b'maisera? That's the shaila of Reb Nochum and Reb Shmuel. They mapalpel a lot in the shaila. Ma'oid yitochen, you could say gishmak teretz based on the Gemara later on. In the Gemara later on, the Rishonim say that what's the reason why the Meshicha of the Chamor works? With the Sugya later on, on Daf Tes Amid Beis, when you Moshech the Chamor, Liknais HaKelim She'aleha, as there's a tzad, you're koina the Kelim She'aleha too. As we're going to see Be'ez Hashem in the Gemara, it's a little bit of Akdama. Yesh Lestapik, what's the Pshat? Is it the pshat you're doing a separate meshicha on the chamor and a separate meshicha on the kelim? Or there'll be rayas in the Gemara later on, the meshicha is only chal on the chamor. The meshicha on the chamor works for the kelim because the kelim on it fall into the chamor. Avada the maisa meshicha is on the chamor. But being that the kelim are on the chamor and the kelim are tuffled to the chamor, as a meshicha on the chamor is chal on the kelim because the kelim are tuffled to the chamor. If you learn this way, as then you could answer Nochum Shaila and Reb Shmuel Shaila very gishmak. You'd be able to say bishlema if you're doing a separate meshicha on the kelim. As then you could ask, why can't you do a Mashiach on the Kelim, k'day the Teufis b'Maisera should be koina? But if the Mashiach on the Kelim is only because of the Mashiach on the Chamor, there's no separate Mashiach on the Kelim, as being that the Mashiach on the Chamor, he's doing that the person who's sitting on the Chamor should be koina the whole Chamor, and he's not doing it for the other person, as he can't do a meshicha on the kelim she'aleha for the other person, because there's no separate meshicha on the kelim she'aleha. The whole meshicha is only on the chamor, and for the chamor he's doing for himself. The other guy's not claiming anything in the chamor. As being that the ikka meshicha is for himself, he can't say, but I want that a chelik of the meshicha could go for someone else. Hare, the whole kelim is because it's nitval to the ikka, and the ikka you're doing for yourself. Would be a gishmaka vort to answer the shayla. Okay. But the Gemara says, "Mashetofis biyadai." As the maskana of the Gemara is "Mashetofis biyadai." He's kind. As even though he's not kind of the whole maseira, of he's kind of "Mashetofis biyadai." Meaning, if there's a long string and you hold on to a piece of string, you're kind of "Mashetofis biyadai." Why are you kind of Masha Teifus B'yadai? Zog the Ritva, the reason why you're kind of is because it's B'yadai, and whatever is B'yadai is Kiman the Pasif Dami. That's the sugya we had on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that if you're holding a sugdu, like Kinyan Chalipin, what's in your hand is Kiman de Pasik Dami. Who I did if your oich is in a talis, Kiman de Pasik Dami. The Baron Leib Steinemann asked a very shady shy on this Gemara. He asked that in the sugya on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Magid Mishnah was Medayik, the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that Yoda Magas is only by a talis. But by a kli, you don't say Yoda Magas. And we saw Bishaitoi, the Hezber in the Rambam is, that the talis, even if you cut it in half, each piece is a talis. Before it was a big talis, and then it became a smaller talis. But then it tried to say, command the posse, because you're not changing the chayfet. But by a kli, if you're going to cut a kli, you're turning it into pieces, it's not a kli anymore. Tainer drib aron leib. If you're holding a maisera, a leash, and you're going to cut it, and the little piece that's in your hand is going to belong to you, it doesn't have a shame of Maisera anymore. It can't be used as a leash. A leash is something that you tie around the behemoth. You hold the behemoth with, and you lead it with it. It's an item that has a shimush. If you're going to cut off just what's in his hand, it won't be a leash anymore. As the same way the Rambam says, you don't say, command the posik on a kli. L'chayra, you shouldn't say, command the posik on a piece of a leash. Because it loses the shame of a Moisera, loses the shame of a leash. I said, how could you say command the pasik over here? That's what the Ayola Sashachar of Aaron Leib is and Abzai. Shashina Shaila. L'choyer l'fi the Rambam, how is it Shaykh a command the pasik on what's in his hand? L'choyer, this Shaila would advise you don't need a command the pasik. Only in the sugya on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, you needed a command deposit. Over here, you don't need a command deposit. The shaila is, what's the difference? Why over there on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph do you need a command deposit, but over here you don't need a command deposit? The chayra, the machshava is over there, it's talking about where the moicher who's selling it to you is holding on to it, and he puts it in the hands of the koine. As over there, in order for the koine to be koine, as he has to have a command deposit. Why? Or else it's still called b'shus ha-moicher. What's the mahus of the ma'isa kinyan? The koine is taking the chayfet out of the b'shus of the moicher. If the moicher is still holding on to a part of the chevetz, you didn't get the chevetz out of the rishus of the moicher. As over there, you need a command deposit. But over here, we're talking about a chefse shel hefker, where there is no moicher, there is no makne. As over here, it's not ogid l'rishus hamakne. It's not attached to the rishus hamakne. As over here, you don't need a command deposit. Even without a command deposit, yad will be koine what's in your hand. Thus is l'choyra. Thus is one nekuda. You see in the Gemara, very nice shayla from the Rambam. L'choyra, the kivun has to be that you only need command deposit when you're buying something from the moicher and it's in the moicher's hand. It's agid gabei to the moicher. But by hefker, it's not shayach that chesaron, and you don't need a command to pass it. Oh, that's one nekuda. Another grace of shayla in the achrayim is they handle is yad only koine what's in your hand, or is yad koine what's in the air around you? Marshal, if you give a get, the reason why you're coining the get, the whole get has to be in your hand, the whole suder has to be in your hand to be coined mitin yad. If not, it's not the whole thing's in the hand, you have to do a maisa hakbo, or no, it's coining even what's sticking out of your hand. That's a big shayla. The Many Achrayim, Rabbi Kiva Egel learns, you only koina what's in your hand. What's not in your hand, you're not koina midin yad. The receivers has it sad. Not the way you koina. Even with that, Achrayim am a palpel habit. It's a shayla very negayah, the ma'isot. As l'chayrin, our sugya, l'chayrin, we see you koina with yad, you only koina what's in your hand. You're not koina what's out of your hand. The Yesh Lodin Harbe. Lamaisa, it's attached to the Chamor. The Shail is that a Greyasa in Kinyan Yad? Would that make a difference? So leave the Eilam, think about it, and Hadol. It's a very interesting Shail. Okay. Thus is the, if you learn the Sugyas Midin Yad. And Rashi over here says, Gavaldika Chidish. Rashi says, the mashe betoich yodoi havi magbia legamri. The tzarech beer. Why is Rashi saying mashe betoich yodoi is magbia legamri? Meaning Rashi's coming to say, Enochinami, the Maisera that's out of his hand, he didn't do Hagbar, because it's attached to the Chamor. But what's in his hand, he did a full Hagbar. Why do you have to be magbir? You're koina midin yad. As this Rashi, Rechoyre, is a Shein Amokar to the Ksais in Simen Rei Samech Sifka Mbeis, that boy is from Rashi in Ksubis Taf Lamed Aleph, that Rashi Shita is, that Rashi holds that Yad is not a Kenya. The only thing that's Koina is Hagbah. The Torah never said Yad was Koina. Hagbah is a Kenyan. There's no such thing as Kenyan Yad. Thus, Taina Dixis. The Nesivis argues, and he says that Rashi's talking about on the Chelik, which is out of his hand, that over there maybe Yad wouldn't work, Lefi those Rishayinim, Lefi that side in the Achrayinim. But our Rashi is Lehedya talking about what's in his hand. Can't say the Tchi of the Nesivis. Our Rashi's talking about what's in his hand, Mamish. And still he says, you have to be Magbir. Frekshay Toysvis, I by get, it's Mahani, if you give it to her Yad, even if she doesn't be Magbir it. And on that, the Achrayim answer, the Tchi is Mitzayim to the Taisis, the Achrayim answer, because by get, you don't have to be koina. All you need is Venasim biyada. As Venasim biyada, that's his yada. Abin Choshen Mishpah, where you need to be koina, as Yad is not a kinyan. Thus is the Rashi. As Be'etzem, the Olam handles it a lot in Elam Metzius. I'm sorry, in Elonaris, in the third parak of Ksubis, but the Iker Rashi in the one in Ksubis you can get out of because it's not in your hand. In this Rashi, in Bometziya Davtes, you see, even when it's in your hand, still you need to be Magbir. This is a Gracie idea in our Rashi. However, the Hagoyis Imre Baruch, on the Ksais, I know the Chelik of the Ksaisim, they have on the side of it, Hagoyis Imre Baruch. He asks on the Ksais that Limraisi has two Rashi, Rashi's in Ksuvis, Lamed Aleph, and Rashi in Bamitsiya Daftes, Abizda Dritta Rashi, the third Rashi, Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis. Rashi over there is talking about where you steal and you put it in your hand and your hand's on the floor. And Rashi says, you koine, even though you didn't be magbiet, because yodai kichatzei roidami. Because when it's in your hand, it's like it's in your chatzer. As freg de imre baruch, astira in Rashi. That in two Rashis is mashma. The Rashi of Yom Bamitzi, Rashi in Ksuvis is mashma. That yodai is midin hagbo. Over there in Rashi, it's mashma. That yodai is midin chatzei roi. But there's another strong question. How do you know Chatzer is Koina? You learn it out. We saw the Gemara on Daf Yoram Beis. You learn out Chatzer Midin Yad. If Yad is not a Kenyan, how could Chatzar be a Kenyan? If all Yad is Hagbah, Chatzar there's no Maisa Hagbah. As how could you learn out Chatzar mi Yad if there is no Kenyan of Yad? Yad is Mishum Hagbah, Rebbe Chatzar there's no Hagbah. Does Frek the Dvar of Rome? Those are the two strong questions that the Achrayim ask on our Rashi in Bab Metziah. How could he say Yad is Mishum? Because on this one, you could say that it's a ribui from a Lishna Yisera. Yad, that which we're mar b'chotzer, is a Lashon Yisera in the Pasuk. It doesn't mean that it's koine midin Yad. That's just the way the Torah wrote it. Of the Maisa, it's not a dikinyan of Yad. That you could have gotten out of it. The steer in Rashi is Zeyeshra. As we'll say, Amar Mokom, but it's a reason Yechidish. Reb Shimon wants to say that Rashi really holds his opinion of Yad. Why does Rashi learn that you need Magbia? Because Kinyanim only help if you do it in the Derech of the Kinyan. The Derech, when you want to be kind of something in your Yad, is you lift it up. As being that the Derech of the Kinyan of Yad is to be Magbia, as therefore, even though Yad is midin chotzer, it's only koine if you do it with the derech hakinyan. And the derech hakinyan is to be magbiyoy. As Rashi doesn't mean it's a kinyan of hagbah, but it's a kinyan of Yad. But Yad only works when you do it kedarkoy, and darkoy is hagbah. And it's a gevaldige chiddush this Reb Shimon, because bishleimen maisa kinyanim, you have to do it in darkoy b'kach. But chotzer is koine because it's in your reshus. As my nafgamin, if it's the derech or if it's not the derech. As Reb Shimon over there wants to say, chotzer is also a kind of a maisa kinyan. And that's rizika chidushe toyah. The oilam could look over there to see. Why is it he tries to
by chotzer, you don't need hagbah? Is
no.
That what
I'm saying? Yeah, by chotzer for sure you don't need hagbah.
If we're saying that it's midin yad.
Because chotzer the derech is, even when it's on the floor, it's the derech to keep things and to hold things. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's grabbed at one time by Chasna, I was standing, and the Masada Kedushin, what you do is by the Ksuva, the Edim, they do a Suda, the Kinyan Suda. Sometimes they do it by the Chasentish, and sometimes they do it. As a Masada Kedushin, when he gave over, he took off his kippah, he gave it to the Edim, as he told the guy to lift it up 3 Tvachim. As the person who was the aide, who was the Yeshiva Shalamdin, and he started to handle with the Masada Kedushin, he said, only Levi Rashi Yad needs Hagbah. Abu Lefi Taisis Yad doesn't need Hagbah. As Lamai said, it's a Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. You should lift it up 3 times. As the Masada Kedushin wasn't just the Yeshiva Shalom that he learned Bamitzi and Ksubis, he'd rather learn Shulchan Aruch too. That's why it's important for Masada Kedushin to be. Yeah. Oh. You have to know why we do the mini years. Could be we're mocked it because the whole thing is not in his hand. Could be there's other reasons. Yeah. It's Nifladeh to watch someone become a Masada Kedushin, one of the Edim under the Chuppah. Yeah. Okay. That's a Maimah Muskar story. Okay. Oh. Thus is the Rashi. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. That's the first chelik of the sugya. Second chelik of the sugya is the yochel anatik. Let's go into the second chelik of the sugya. Gemara brings down that the MS, the Tavis b'maiseira, is koine. Why is the Tavis b'maiseira koine? Because he's yochol anatkai ulaviyoi etzlai. As what's the pshat? as Rashi is meduyik in Divrei Hamasal Grusi Avagav the Yochel Anatik Lav Hadvoy. Meduyik the Havamina was Yochel Anatik turns it into Hagbah. What was the chsarin? Why isn't it a Hagbah? Because it's attached to the Chamor. Oh, but if I'm yochol enatkoi, if I could pull it away from the mouth of the chamor, as it's kilu, I pulled it away from the mouth of the chamor, and I did hagbah. As the chiddush is that yochol enatkoi turns it into hagbah. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Boom. And that, the Gemara says, Nedusi, it doesn't turn it into hagbah. If you literally pull it out of the mouth of the chamor, dasei stagbo, the kolzman it's mechul, but that which you yochel and nothing, that doesn't make it into agbo. That's the way Rashi learns. However, Rashi over here says an extra chiddush. It's not mefurish in the Gemara. Rashi says hoyel v'yochel hatofis b'maseira lemoshchoi b'koyach v'yanatig mi'roisha chamor v'vienu etzloi. The oil, the Raisha Chamor, Noyach Loi. Oh, I'm sorry. Rashi in the one before, Kediktani. Zekon Chamor, Vizekon Moisera, Afilu Beis Pagya Shel Chamor. Rashi says, Lefi Rebabu, not only is he being Machadish, he could be Koine. 98% of the Moisera. He's also being mechadish. He could be koina the base pagi. Why? Because he's yochol anatkoi ulaviyoi etzloi. And this is a very big chiddush. Why? Because why was the balachamor koina the base pagi? Rashi says before, because the base pagi is a tachshir of the chamor. It's a shimash of the chamor. It's bottled to the chamor. As if it's bottled to the chamor, it belongs to the bala chamor. Whoever's kind of the chamor is kind of the dvarim atveilim loy. As I bezei, who cares if he's yochol and natik? Lamaisa, it's a chelik of the chamor, as he's not kind of. You would have thought that the yochol and natkoi helps on the whole maisera, the 95% of the maisera, that he didn't do a maisa hagbah. But the Baal HaChamor did not do a Kinyan on also. Okay, you would say that. But over here, this is the base Pagi. It's nitful to the Chamor. In Rashi, you see a Chiddush. He says, Yochol HaNatkoi helps even on the base Pagi. A big Chiddush. It's going to be a why. Why does it help on the base Pagi? You did a Maisa Hagbah, who cares of its bottle to the Chamar? Why does that make that he's not? As the Taz says in Svara. The Taz says, it's only bottle to the Chamar if no one could pull it off the Chamar. If someone could pull it off the Chamar, it's not bottle to the Chamar. Why is it bottle to the Chamar? Because it's attached to the Chamar. But if somebody could pull it away from the Chamar, it's biyoda, it's a misalkoi from the chamor. It's ois tachlub lechamor. It's ois bottle lechamor. That's what the Taz wants to say. Of lefi zeh comes out that there's two things going on in the Gemara. Number one, did I do a hagbah on the Moisere? That's chiddush number one of Rebavu. Even though Be'etzim, you didn't do a Maisa Hagbah because it's still attached to the ground, but if you could pull it off the ground, it's Yochol Anatik, that turns it into a Maisa Hagbah. Chiddush number two, the Taz V'das Rashi. Also, I'm a Vatel, that which the Takshad is Bottle to the Chamar. Aboy Bazei is the Agresu Shaila in Pshat. The Gemara brings a raya, not like Rebbe. What's the raya? Because Yochol Anatik doesn't become a Kinyan Hagbah. Okay, Yochol Anatik doesn't become a Kinyan Hagbah. But where do you see that he's kind of the base Pagi? Maybe because it's Yochol Anatkoi Ulaviyah Etzlecha, he's not kind of the base Pagi. Where do you see a Chazara? Where do you have a raya, not like that point? Meaning Rabbi Avu said two chiddushim. He said, chiddush number one, you're kind of 95% of the Maisera midin hagbah. Chiddush number two, you're mavatil, that which is a tachshit to the chamor. If he's saying two separate chiddushim, she'en lem shaykh zu lezu, as if we brought a riot, it's not a hagbah. Okay, it's not a hagbah. But still, it should make that the other guy shouldn't be kind of the base pagi. Where do you see there's a chazara in that nekuda? L'chayra mevur in the Gemara, he's not saying two separate chidushim. He's saying one chidush. And if you chayzer from one, you chayzer from the other one too. Not al derech the taz, that this is a new svara. Efshe things are only tuffle if no one could pull it away. But if someone could pull it away, it's not tuffle. No, this is not a new svara. This is all with the same memra of Rabbi, and that's the pashas of the Gemara. It's one memra of Rabbi. Yochol enapke ulaviyai etzlai. What's the pshat? L'chayre the kivun is the word of Yochol enapke ulaviyai etzlai means that he brought it into his rishus. Because it's Yochol enapke ulaviyai etzlai, it's ki'ilu, it's in the rishus of the Yochol enapke. As if it's in the rishus of the Yochol Anatik, it's not in the rishus of the Balach Amar anymore. As that's the nidin of the sugya. Whose rishus is it in? Normally we say a tachshiv, which is tafel to the chamar, is batel to the chamar. As if whoever's rishus the chamar is, the tachshiv is in too. But over here, where there's a Yochol Anatik, where there's someone who can pull it away, by him being Yochol Anatik, that makes it ki'ilu, it's in his rishus. He put it in his rishus class. It's not nitfal to the chamar. As the reason why it's not nitfal to the chamar is because the yochel anatik put it in his own rishus by being yochel anatik. Oh, that's the kivum. L'chayri you have to say. Oh. B'hadir rebavua b'rusehi. Dilei tei mahachi. It's not true. As an asivis is, why do we have to have this long seer? This chetzi al gabi amud, chetzi al gabi karka, that's good. But we have two people. Mr. One comes and lifts it off the karka, and he's not good. Mr. Two comes and lifts it off the amud. What do we need Mr. Two for? The ikar chiddush is, it was chetzi al gabi amud. Someone came and he lifted it. Now that he lifted it, it's in the air. And it was yochel anatik. He could pull it off the amud. Do you say he's koina? The halacha is he's not koina. As why do you have to say there's a second person that came afterwards? Shot in the Gemara. Why is the Gemara mentioning the second person that's lifting it off the amud? He's not negeya anyway. You don't see the yochel anatik. The yochel anatik you only see in the one who's lifting it off the karka. That's what the Nesivis says. He wants to buy big reza yechidusha. Behelim divrei the Nesivis nira Rashi answers. Doesn't happen too much. And you see, this is Shaila that Rashi answers. But this one, Rashi answers. Why? Because Tosis asks a question on the Gemara, Saskosha, Minole Shelo Yachlik Rebavo Af Lezeh. How do we know that Rebavo is Lo Yachlik Af Lezeh? How do we know he's not Choyle? As Rashi explains, you know how you know, because Im yesh chilek b'shnayim shibiyu mitziya zemikan v'zemikan b'makom gvoya l'makom namuch deche shnei v'sheh munachim b'karka ein agbasha shal rishim kanakula shen yochel anatke levia etzloi. As the Mishnah should have said it, I know we have a Mishnah magbiya mitziya l'chavei, right? Shneim akoinim b'shaveh. If there's a difference, if one of them's lifting from a high place and one of them's lifting from a low place, we shouldn't have said stam. The din is b'shava. We should have specified there's a difference where you're holding it. Oh. As from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't speak out this nafgamina, as therefore we see that you're not koina. That's what Rashi explains. As Lafiza is Miyushiv, the Shail of the Nesivis. What the Nesivis is, why are we speaking out the second guy? Because the Iker Raya is from the fact we weren't Machalik between Mr. One who lifts it from a high place and Mr. Two who lifts it from a low place. If the halacha is it only works when you're lifting from a high place, because then it's yochel anatik leviyitz, and you're lifting from a low place, it doesn't work because it's not yochel anatik, as we should have been mechalik. As the iger raya is from the fact that we weren't mechalik. As that's why he speaks out both of them. God, Yishma. Yeah. Oh, the Chazon Ish in one place writes in a sefer that there was someone that wanted to say a chiddush la'alocha. He said, if you're right in this chiddush la'alocha, it should have been in Shulchan Aruch. And the Chazon Ish writes that even a bigger raya from what it says in Shulchan Aruch is what it doesn't say. That's already a sharp halacha. Some people, Bizman Hazeh, they machadish a whole bunch of chumras. Yeah. What's the answer? It should have been in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So where do you see the midloy kosev is a raya? That's Rashi in the Unzer Sugya. Rashi's saying, Azach chiddush! The Mishnah has to say it. If the Mishnah doesn't say such a chiddush, as the Rosh is related to the Sakhmi chicks, the secret. His uncle is Niftofik. He's a Sternbach. Anyway, as he said over a story from the Briskas, it's not a famous Briska story, but it's a Gavaldiga story. He said over that Reb Chaim Tainet, the Briska Rav Tainet to his father, Reb Chaim, that by Kiddush Balayla, your yoytze was added to Yima. Why? Because it's a kiddush. You're saying a nusach of kiddush. But by kiddush b'yoyim, where? By kiddush b'yoyim. It's not a nusach of kiddush. There's no bracha of on Shabbos. As if you're not going to be shayse from it, as you're not yoytze mitzvahs kiddush. As the briskers say over this chalik, ad hayoyim, many of them are very makbid to drink from kiddush b'yoyim on Shabbos. Time at 8 by Rav Asher by Shabbos, and he said over, there's an addition to the story. He said, Reb Chaim, when the brisker Rav said the chiddush, Reb Chaim said, oh, this is a gavaldige chiddush. He made kiddush b'yoyim, he told it to him before kiddush b'yoyim, and he gave every other person in the family something to drink from the kais from kiddush besides the Briska Rav. As the Briska Rav was sitting there and he was plotting, like, I just said that you only yaitza if you drink from the kais of kiddush. Why are you giving everyone anything? The Chaim said, ah, gishmak alom this. The Briska Rav didn't have a choice. He had a talk. Tata, Vosa Gishen. What are you doing? Oh. He says, Avishtei Nisht in Shulchan Aruch. Shein Alomdis, Avishtei Nisht in Shulchan Aruch. Who is Shtei Nisht in Shulchan Aruch? Is a Raya. Unzer Rashi. Shtei Nisht. As a grace, a Raya. Okay, this mamish a parenthesis, a side story of a good story. Okay. Taif. Okay. This is the Rashi. Taisa says, where's the Makkah? Rashi says, the Chava Makkah. Shtei Nisht. Shtei Nisht, Shtei Yeh. Das is Yeh. Certain Chedushim, it has to be written. You can't just make it up. You need a Mishnah like that. As the Gemara says, that it doesn't work. It's Dulusi. It's very late, so we're just going to tip a little bit of the Taisus. Taisus says that the Gemara says, if it's Yochel and Nate Ulevia Yetzloi, it doesn't work. Mashma, if you were Menatik it Mamish, it would work. The reason why it doesn't work is because it's only Yochel and Natik. You aren't Menatik it. But it's Mavur in the Gemara that if you would be Menatik it Mamish, it would work. Fractasis is falling to the ground, and we have a mucker from two sugyas that something that falls to the ground is not called the hadar. And Vitasis, two terutz. One teretz, it's in his hand. One teretz, it's not falling to the ground. It wouldn't have hit the ground. my nafkamin, what's the pshat in Taisis? The beer in Taisis is, Hagbah is you're bringing it into your rishos. That's the kinyan of Hagbah. As when it's in your hand, you brought it into your rishos. When it hits the karka, it's soifai lipal on the karka. You didn't bring it in your rishos, because anyway, it's soifai lipal on the karka. That's the klolam of Taisis. And Taisa says, but that's only when it's going in a downward direction. But when it's going in an upward direction, you're zikr kaina. Why? Because when it's going up, that zikr bringing it into your rishos. You're lifting it into a new rishos. Only when it's going down, then you have the tnayim of Taisa. Besides, the kids are, it's very late. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we do the best. Chelik of Yisugya, Chelik of Reichel, Rishus HaRabim. The big shaila on the shul is Mashiach is loy mahani b'shus harav.